Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You know, see, just as I was wrapping up a little discussion before the end of the hour on the YouTube TV Disney ESPN thing, The Athletic, which, by the way, I like a lot. You know, that's part of the New York Times. You have to pay a little extra, but they do some really good sports journalism. And I don't say things about journalism that are nice very often. In fact, we're going to lead into a segment here in a moment that will highlight some of that. But they just blasted out a story about this, and I'll get into it a little bit more, like at 5:25, but they don't appear very close. But here's the deal, and this is someone like me is affected significantly on this, and that's why there's more pressure. There's a big Monday night game on, and it's the Packers and the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
So if you like this past Monday night game, I didn't really care about, but I do care about this one, and so they better get their act together. But it doesn't seem any closer. I have some really interesting, you know, who Irving Azoff is by any chance?
Uh-uh.
One of the biggest guys in the music business, and record label guy, and he wrote about he kind of broke down the math of YouTube and the compensation to artists and how it works, and it's pretty staggering when you hear the numbers. And YouTube, in this Athletic story, they want to be treated like the big boys, and they're kind of bullies sometimes. Okay, go figure. But in this particular dispute with Disney, I think the facts are on their side because they have 10 million subscribers. Spectrum and some of the other big players, Comcast has 12 million, so they're right up there.
Yeah, they are.
Although they might have lost a couple million here in the last week.
Yeah, well, no kidding. And rising fast.
Yes. I mean, this is the thing that hurts me. I love it. You remember this. I broke away from DirecTV.
I know. I'm the one who told you to do it.
I tried Fubo and YouTube TV. I love YouTube TV. So get your act together. Here's what happened the other night in reaction to the elections, or I guess yesterday morning, etc.
Independents gave Donald Trump a shot, buyer's remorse. The Latin community gave him a shot, you see, buyer's remorse. Black men gave Trump a shot, they've come back home, buyer's remorse.
The Virginia economy has been cratered by Trump and Republican policies in less than a year.
Oh my God.
Donald Trump tearing down the east wing of the White House.
Yeah.
That sent a voter to the polls
in
New Jersey.
He made it about Trump. It is about Trump. And just like in every other race across these elections, it was 100% about Trump.
Ground-shaking news, ladies and gentlemen, that deep blue states elected Democrats. I'm shocked. I was shocked yesterday. I remain shocked. I'm certain this afternoon, as we welcome Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center, shocked. You have to be shocked, too, that blue states elected Democrats, Curtis. That I can't believe that happened.
Colossal disappointment. It's terrible, Mark. Good evening. You know, I think this is a case of Van Jones trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. He's like absolutely shocked. Our buddy Scott Jennings afterward was incredulous. He was like, "Oh, you mean to tell me that this guy's not unifying?"
I played that bite yesterday.
The mask is totally off.
Yeah.
The mask is totally off with this guy. That's exactly it. It was bitter. It was angry. I've said in other appearances, share it with your audience, this was like Bane from Dark Knight Rises reading a rant rich people, you know.
But like, you know what, Curtis, in fairness to Van, you know, I'm kind of all over the board on Van Jones, and what he said there I would disagree with. But Van Jones and Axelrod both came on after that speech and were critical.
Yes.
I was a little surprised by that.
Well, I would just say the other joke about that one with Van Jones is he's one of the few socialists who doesn't want to kill us. So, you know,
he is a socialist, though. That's what you have to remember where he came from.
Yeah, and he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He actually sees inherent value in us.
Yeah. I like him, and he and Jennings kind of have a good rapport, but there are some things I'm like, dude, what? And I think he's certainly more moderate than he used to be.
Yeah, he definitely is. And I mean, he's had long friendships. I remember the days of he would cut videos with like Newt Gingrich because I believe when they tried to do Crossfire a second time at CNN, Newt Gingrich was one of the co-hosts and Van was one of the liberals as well. And they really had a nice thing going. But this did not shock me at all that Mondani gave a Fidel Castro-like speech. You know, I mean, the people were shocked by this. I mean,
that's
ABC
who he is.
In the
yeah.
hours. Yeah, that's who he is. He was talking about ABC was talking about in the hours leading up to the election that Mamdani was snowballing to history and he had a common touch. I mean, this was like Obamagasm level kinds of adulations going out there. And, you know, and speaking of the jokes, I mean, my buddy Alex Christie, our colleague here, had a study that said 95% of all late night jokes about the New York City mayoral race were not about Mamdani. They were about Curtis Silva or Andrew Cuomo. Yes, there were flawed candidates, obviously, but, you know, because Mamdani, you know, his base was the white women, highly educated ruling class, people who haven't lived in New York City for very long. Steve Kornacki was pointing this out on NBC that most of Mondami's voters have lived in New York City less than a decade.
Wow.
Less than a decade.
Well, because you look at the and this is true, Curtis, and you've seen these numbers of Virginia and New Jersey, but the 1829 numbers with women and then 29 to 30, whatever they do, the next demographic, that was who won most of these races was younger women who came out. Now, I don't know if that's all anti-Trump. You know, look, the economy in my part of the world here in Missouri is going pretty well. We got cheaper gas prices and we can, you know, afford things a lot better than New York City. The problem that Mamdani's going to have, and I think he knows this and he doesn't care, is he preaches about all these things that are very appealing to people like rent control, but he is going to rule a lot more like the aforementioned Fidel Castro, and that's where the party's going to have some difficulties. However, I've also said don't underestimate the guy because, look, you of all people know that no matter what he does, the legacy media is going to paint him as a hero.
Right, and the thing that's not being pointed out, I mean, this was made on the NBC News Now live stream, so not really a huge audience. One of the correspondents pointed out that in order to achieve a lot of these things that Mamdani is saying and to raise taxes and soak the rich, he's going to need state input. He's going to need the state legislature to approve a bunch of these tax increases. And the free buses, Andrew Cuomo was pointing this out on the campaign trail, the New York City buses, that's part of a state transportation system. Like, the buses are run by the state. So Kathy Hochul's going to have to make a decision here. She either caves to Mamdani and gives him all the tax increases that he wants, and Elise Stefanik has a campaign message served up on a silver platter to her, or she draws a primary challenge from I don't know who, because if she says, yeah, no, you can't do this, and we're not going to force the legislature to walk the plank here, then you're going to have all kinds of problems. New Jersey, I'll just say, is very disappointing. In Virginia, it came down to quality, candidate quality, get out the vote, and you have to say what you're for. Winsome Sears just did not do that. I know behind the scenes she changed campaign staffs multiple times. Last time, Youngkin really masked a lot of the problems with her because they ran as a ticket, and he, A, with his talent, and B, with his money, was able to kind of shield a lot of these things. And with Miaris, I mean, that's just
I can't believe that. I cannot believe that, Jay. That's the one thing I've kind of harped on here the last couple of days. I simply feel like I don't know what we're missing, how anyone could go and cast a vote. I can understand not casting a vote for a Republican if you're a Democrat. Okay, fair enough. But with the reprehensible behavior that was exposed, that was completely true, that people could just overlook that, that's quite something. Now,
well, I'll just add one data point. 2 weeks of early voting had been going on for 2 weeks. Mid-September is when early voting starts in Virginia.
Yeah, so some of that story didn't break until after that. That's one of the negatives about early voting. Now, on Mamdani, I didn't realize this. So he's hanging out with all these people, including Mahmoud Khalil, the other night at the victory party.
Yeah, one of the so-called, persons of the year from Time Magazine. Just watch. He and Kilmar are going to get like magazine spreads and hope people buy them at the airports and Barnes and Noble. They just don't care at this point. You know, they're out in the open. He's clowning around with Mehdi Hassan and Hassan Piker talking about how the wrong country won the Cold War. On that same live stream where they're prowling around. I mean, they're just rubbing it in our faces at this point. And unfortunately, if you get ready for social workers to be responding to stabbings and shootings in New York City instead of actual cops, because that's what Mamdani wants to do. He's like, no, I'm not going to get rid of the police. I'm just going to basically make them irrelevant.
How about what happened? I haven't heard anyone talk about this, and maybe you tweeted about it, maybe some of your team did, but you've got this guy, Rami Youssef, who is a comedian, a Muslim comedian, and a very big supporter of Mamdani. So he goes on Saturday Night Live, and he does a Mamdani thing, and he just doesn't really, they don't make fun of him at all. They kind of do his goofy smile, and then Rami Youssef actually calls Mamdani and says, hey, dude, we're having fun with you. That's how they're doing political satire on Saturday Night Live, buddying up with the people that they're making fun of. I don't remember it being that way in the past.
Yeah,
except for Hillary.
That comedy,
except with Hillary.
But it works in journalism as well. I mean, this goes to Kovac and Rosenstiel, Elements of Journalism. One of the core tenets of that book that I had to read in college is, maintaining independence from the people that you cover. And the lines have been just completely obliterated by, the last political era that we've been in, basically starting with Obama. It's been out in the open at this point, just the level of collusion between the two. But in the way they approach crime is really insidious, is they don't really care about what's going on with crime as long as it doesn't happen to them. So as long as they still have their private security at the door, well, whatever happens to we the people out there is kind of secondary.
Are you going to take at least a moment tonight to bow your head down in prayer over Nancy Pelosi's retirement announcement?
Well, yes, only because, Scott Jennings had a great idea 2 hours ago on Casey Hunt's show. Donald Trump should appoint her the head of the Social Security Administration because, our welfare system is going broke, but if she worked her magic with stocks, we could turn this thing around, put our entitlements in the black with her impeccable stock trades. But,
Jennings said the guy
who's going to take her seat, look him up. He is dangerous.
Oh, really? Well, that doesn't surprise me either. Yeah, I think I might have to use this for audio cut of the day. Jennings says, I want Trump to put her in charge of Social Security. We could all retire in 6 months if we let her manage our portfolios. I like that one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Curtis, always great to have you on. I hope all is well. We'll get you back soon.
Absolutely. Take care,
my
friend.
Take care. I got to see if I can get this to, Sue, will you go out and ask Daniel to give me his email? Because I want to make sure that I get this piece of audio to him. And Ethan had to leave early today. Yep. While Sue's doing that, thank you very much. Let me play,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm just going to play this because it is helpful for those of us here who are wondering how this guy, this communist in New York City, won the mayoral race and is going to probably do more destruction in New York City. And I say, let it burn down and we'll see what happens. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll see some audio from the gang, Harvey Levin and the game at TMZ, right? And they have a bunch of young people, young progressives that work at TMZ. But they were talking about Mamdani in the election, and I thought this was interesting.
Why socialism, guys?
Well, and specifically with Mamdani, you know, to be relatable is getting a listening ear, first of all. And so what he's done on social media and his progressive mindset captured the young people's attention.
Yeah. I think he made socialism also digestible for young people. Like, you hear that word and you think, like, incredibly, incredibly radical thoughts.
Okay, this is one of the more fascinating parts of this. He made socialism more digestible for the young people.
Yeah. You think about communism. Yeah.
Which is,
about,
you heard the president say he's not a socialist, he's a communist.
Yes.
Because
like,
he is.
Then you look at his policy and you see free bus fares, and you see universal child care, and you're like, these are things that young people want and young families want. And to put like the label of socialism on them, I think makes it a little more radical.
It's weird because why would you call something socialism that
is
socialism, right?
Yeah,
I'm very confused
odd.
By
that's
that. The odd. Kids at TMZ struggling with this.
And the fact that he's 34, like if you look at now, the government shut down. Everybody that's in those seats is, what, 70 plus
110.
Up? You want people that are of the age, boots on the ground, they have their ears to the streets, they're really active on social media. If you see, he recently he went to the gay club, he went to another bus, another club. He was off like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I think J.D. Vance needs to go to the gay club.
Dang.
Wouldn't that be? That'd be groundbreaking, wouldn't it?
You know, just really campaigning and rallying in. And I think people, to Kay's point, love how relatable he is. He met his wife on Hinge, like, okay, T.
And then be
also,
nice.
Must be nice, right? And then also he was like dancing to Kendrick Lamar. Like, he just knows what the people of the generation, the millennials, the Gen Z, he just knows what we're looking for.
But that feels, that feels gimmicky to me.
I think that's Harvey there.
You know, you show up at a gay bar, you show up at clubbing, you dance to Kendrick Lamar. I mean, this is about
policy.
Yeah. Policy.
Yes.
I don't think it's gimmicky.
Yeah.
It's because
no.
It seems so authentic. Like there are some politicians that are like will like post like rainbow flag pose next to it.
Yeah.
But that man was in the gay bars. His old tweets were like very.
Yeah, you pull up his old stuff.
He was around the girls.
Your point is, because of his age, it seems authentic.
The optics of it are a lot more consumed.
When someone who's in their 50s, 60s, or 70s does that, and that's what you're used to seeing.
So look, there's some important points to be taken from that, because there's an issue with Republicans. I've talked about this for a long time, and I think that J.D. Vance and Eric Schmidt and a lot of these new Republican leaders, they get this, right? Because, look, I said this earlier, Pelosi, she's finally retiring, but she's not going to retire until after next year, right? Not till early 2027, because that's when the new session will begin with those elected in the midterms. Chuck Grassley's like 130. Mitch McConnell is literally falling over in the halls of the Senate, you know, chamber. There's a bunch of them in Congress that are over 85 years old. That's not relatable to young people who are worried about how to afford a house, et cetera. So to a certain extent, Republicans have to be careful here, because hip and trendy plays and it gets people's attention.
Now, but it does.
Well, it is sad. But then on the other side of the equation, this is what gets ignored. There's an incredible youth movement going on right now because of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Like, there's more momentum with Turning Point and with what Erica is doing. So obviously there's young progressives. I don't think there's a bunch of young conservatives in New York City. You know, Fred Sung lives in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah,
Fred said he was afraid to ask him who he voted for. I think I would be too. All right, I want to talk about, just because there's a little bit more information about the YouTube TV Disney dispute, The Athletic wrote a piece this afternoon about it and said the latest on the ESPN TV Disney YouTube dispute. And, you know, one of the questions is, and I mentioned this earlier, the Packers and the Eagles play on Monday night. And they kind of ran down the issues at play here, some of the figures. In the most basic terms, the two sides are arguing over the difference that between what Disney wants YouTube TV to pay for access to Disney's programming, and that includes ABC and ESPN, and what YouTube TV wants to pay Disney for all that. So they're haggling over price, and the way they describe it in The Athletic is, imagine two stubborn, ordinary folks at a weekend flea market. I found this interesting, though. Irving Azoff is a guy that I'm quite familiar with. Irving is a legend in the music business and has been someone who has signed artists and helped artists like Jon Bon Jovi, the Eagles. I mean, this guy's done amazing things. Harry Styles, Gwen Stefani, you mentioned John Mayer. I hear John Mayer every once in a while talking about Irving Azoff on his SiriusXM channel. Anyway, Irving wrote this piece in Billboard that was real interesting because he explained some of the numbers at play here. And I thought these were rather staggering. So he refers to another guest column that was in Billboard magazine a couple of weeks ago that explained how little music creators get paid across streaming services. And he says, I want to lay out the facts and be clear. YouTube pays the least for music, full stop. They always have and always will, unless someone stands up to them. They'll throw up smoke screens and tempt you to look the other way, but let's not be fooled. So he comes with some receipts here. Irving says, YouTube's recently touted that it paid artists $8 billion over the past year. That sounds impressive, but Mr. Azoff says it's not. During that same period, Spotify generated roughly $18 billion in revenue. Again, YouTube $8 billion, Spotify $18 billion, and paid about $12 billion to music right holders, nearly 67% of its revenue. By contrast, YouTube generated $60 billion and paid $8 billion to rights holders, 13%. So what Mr. Azoff writes is YouTube will tell you they're not just a music service, which is true. But he says, I would argue that YouTube never would have become such a successful platform without music. And even if only one third of their revenue comes from music, and it's likely higher, they certainly should be paying more than Spotify, not 50% less. So again, this is separate from the ESPN Disney dispute, but the numbers are kind of interesting. And what Irving Azoff says is they're a behemoth bully. They have 2.7 billion monthly active users. They have more than $60 billion in annual revenue. It's the dominant video platform with more hours streamed than Netflix. Now, for some of us, that's hard to get our heads around because, you know, some of us come from old media. That's incredible. I watch things on YouTube, but I guarantee you I don't watch as much on YouTube as I do on Netflix or any other streaming you know, process. So then Irving gets into the TV stuff. He says their tyranny isn't just limited to music. If you read the headlines, you will see a pattern of coercion. YouTube versus Televisa Univision, YouTube versus NBC Universal, YouTube versus Fox, YouTube versus Paramount, now YouTube versus Disney. The playbook is always the same. If you refuse to accept YouTube's below market terms, YouTube threatens to go dark until you capitulate. They then shift the blame and spin the story, when in reality, YouTube wants to pay less. And now they're trying to dictate terms to consumers, too. So if you're a YouTube subscriber, which I am, you get an email saying if Disney's content is unavailable for an extended period of time, YouTube will give you a paltry $20 credit. So YouTube gets to unilaterally decide for consumers how long is too long and how much ESPN is worth to them. They bully the people creating the content. Then they bully the consumers who want access to it. Now, my take was YouTube seems to have a fair amount of leverage here because of the number of subscribers that they have. But as Irving Azoff points out, Disney understands quite well that content is king, but at YouTube, content is just a pawn in their game. So they're trying to aggregate services and market power across Google and YouTube using the power to strong-arm people in the ecosystem, the rights holders, the content creators, the advertisers, everyone for their own financial gain. And Mr. Azoff says, YouTube is showing us what happens when unchecked power and greed collide. Now, he praises Disney for standing up to YouTube and says, we need to support Disney because enough is enough. As artists, consumers, and companies, let's voice our support for Disney in this battle with YouTube. Well, how can you realistically do that? Irving Azoff can do it because he is the CEO and the chairman of the Azoff Company and is a huge personal manager of John Mayer and U2 and Van Halen and all these other artists. But how does someone who is just simply watching YouTube TV and wants to see a football game, how are they supposed to do it? And what are they supposed to do? That's the question. I don't know when this thing ends. I don't know how it ends, but we shall see. And if they don't get that damn Monday night game on, I'm going to be pissed. I got on the phone last week. I think it was Friday afternoon when I was off with my friend John Ziegler out in Los Angeles. John is, of course, the host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. He's been a dear friend since he did a documentary on, almost said Nancy Pelosi because she's at top of mind. No, Sarah Palin in the aftermath of the 2008 election. And if you've heard John on the show, you know he's never shy about his opinions and he's pretty outspoken. And we were talking about some things related to politics last Friday. I had to touch base with him on another front. And we started talking about AI and how frightening some of the things that surround AI really are. I mean, you know me, Sue. I'm kind of a negative person by my very nature. I know there's a lot of positives out there for AI as well. And, you know, maybe all this is going to work out well in the end. But I'm a little worried. And I do think that it needs to be a big, and I mean a major part of the conversation nationally moving forward. I think Senator Hawley might agree with that. He was on a show yesterday talking about some of this. He's also introduced a bill with Senator Mark Warner, who's a Democrat from Virginia, to require companies and federal agencies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's to submit quarterly reports of AI-related job effects. That's kind of interesting. So we talked about this yesterday with Will Kane. He was also talking about, you know, some of these bots that are dating bots or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, number one, when it comes to chatbot companions for minors, which is what I think you're referring to, we ought to just say that these AI companies cannot use chatbot companions and direct them towards minors. Why? Because they have been literally telling young kids how to commit suicide. Character AI, OpenAI, that's ChatGPT. We've had instance after instance when 13, 14, 15-year-olds go to these chatbots, ask for help on homework, and pretty soon the chatbot is saying, have you thought about committing self-harm? Have you thought about taking your own life? And then the kids tragically do so. This has got to stop. But also, when it comes to jobs,
yes,
we got to make sure that AI is actually helping workers, not taking away jobs, but helping them become more productive, creating new jobs. So what we've done is we want to pass a law that says, let's get the facts. Let's make these companies report how many jobs have they destroyed, how many jobs have they created. Let's make sure AI is actually doing something good for the American worker.
I'm always just a little nervous when governments start keeping track of things at private companies, but I understand the point that he is making. And we have who I will refer to now as our AI guru, George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. How about that title? It will come with no compensation, but it's a hell of a title, isn't it?
I do love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm liking that a lot.
Well, first of all, what do you think about that? About forcing, yeah, you know, employers to basically, and I guess this would be publicly traded companies and maybe some private companies, to report to the Department of Labor any job losses, new hires, reduced hiring, or anything related to AI. Is that appropriate?
Yeah,
right now?
I mean, and I agree with you. I agree with you completely, Mark. That I'm you know, look, I'm a limited government kind of guy. But this is a different thing. This is a complete revolution of honestly, humanity as we keep going along here. We have to keep an eye on the number of jobs that are out there. This isn't like the guy who used to put the rivet in the Ford plant, you know, for 12 hours a day. And then all of a sudden, one day, the robot shows up and starts welding. And the guy who puts the rivet in isn't needed anymore. That happened over a long period of time. This is happening at an exponential rate. And I'm not saying this is the job apocalypse, okay? It's not like AI is going to take everybody's job tomorrow. But it's going to happen a lot faster than the robot that welded the welds on the cars on the line. So it's something to keep an eye on. And, yeah, we can use AI to create more jobs, but I'm encouraging everyone to not sit around in the show-me state and wait for stuff to happen. Start looking into how you can educate yourself on AI and basically reskill yourself, because it's happening whether you like it or not.
See,
it's here to stay.
I think, and I probably speak for a lot of people, I'm intimidated by it. I really am, because it's kind of scary. I don't use it. My wife uses it. Sometimes she uses it for me when I'm trying to, you know, when I say something, she's like, well, let's just put this into ChatGPT and see what happens. And, you know, maybe it polishes it up. But I don't really use it on my own. And the main reason is because I'm kind of intimidated by it, I think.
Yeah, and one thing, I agree with you. Intimidation is a big thing for, especially, I'm 51, I'll be 52 in May, and you know, if you're not used to using this type of thing, it's intimidating. But I have to tell you to jump in with both feet.
Okay.
Please, because It's something you just got to install on your phone or your tablet or whatever it may be, and just start dabbling in it, you know, start asking it questions instead of using a Google search. Ask AI the search and see how it works.
Okay.
I use it for everything on a daily basis, everything from travel, and you name it. I'm using AI for it. And it's important because I'm educating my kids now. You know, they're younger, but when they get into college, they're going to have to do research on what your career is going to be. Because saying, oh, well, I'm just going to do this, that may not exist by the time they get out of college.
So give me, George, give me a real-life example. Are you using ChatGPT and then it's on your phone, and then what do you do? Give me some examples.
Okay, great. For example, I'll give you a fun one, fantasy football. I'm using AI to create my entire team, look for players that are injured, find players that I can substitute, take out a wide receiver here, put in a new wide receiver there. AI is helping me do all of that.
I love that.
I don't have to do any research anymore. Yeah. It's handling my team on a weekly basis.
You know who loves that, too, is Sue, because every Monday she comes in here and she says, Mark, how did your fantasy team do? And I can now say, Sue, I did a lot better because of AI. But that's so, look, I'll be honest, never thought of that. And believe me, you look at the records of my fantasy teams, I need AI's help this year, George. So that's very interesting to me, especially when it comes to the injuries and stuff.
And then on the flip side, you know, everything you do for show prep, run it through AI.
Okay, wait a second. Let me stop you right there. I mean, you're assuming that I do show prep and foremost,
you know,
right?
That's true. I am assuming you do show prep. But in the event that you do show prep, I would use AI from now on.
That's a good idea.
But so how would I? No, I'm being serious here. So how would I do that? So I have. Let's look at one of my segments today. Like one of my segments that I found interesting, mainly because my son's a teacher, but there's a real crisis in this country right now with male teachers leaving elementary schools in particular. So I had a segment on that. I did a segment on politics. So what would I do? Say, hey, okay, give me some examples.
Sure. I would say here are a few topics that I'm going to talk about in tomorrow's show or today's show. Can you tell me when these segments should go on that would pertain to the biggest audience at that particular time of the day? Meaning, if it's a topic that most people aren't listening to from 3 to 4, AI may tell you to run it from 4 to 5.
Okay.
It's going to tell you, it's going to look at all the data out there and say, oh, you know, if you have this topic, maybe don't spread it out an hour with the next topic because these two relate to each other. So run those two topics and segments back to back because it'll have more of an impact to the audience.
This sounds like the host shouldn't use AI. It sounds like the executive producer, Fred Bottomer.
Ah. Fred Bottomer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
He's the one who needs, can you even imagine having Fred on a regular basis use ChatGPT or anything like that?
He might, though, if you told him how.
You just talk to it like a person. Don't get overwhelmed by it. Talk to it like it's your coworker or your buddy, especially not a buddy if you're a kid. Of course, that's what Josh Hawley was talking about, to bring it full circle. But yes, use it on the everyday basis, on everything you do, and you'll start to see how it can help you. And then in the work world, you really need to pay attention to what you do on a daily basis and how it can help you. But more importantly, start to think 10 years ahead. What's it going to do to my job in 10 years? And the only way you're going to know that is if you use it on the regular. So you're going to get the same thing for business owners. Business owners need to be jumping into AI full force. And I'm not saying you put it out there for customers to answer the phone. Like, for example, I had AT&T out to fix a fiber line that was broken. I called, and I could tell immediately. It was a full AI voice, but it was extremely helpful. It answered questions fluently. It helped me schedule. Did the scheduling, texted me, sent me emails, all automated without a person. Now, that's a job, obviously, that goes away, and that's going to be like you call the gas company for customer service, and that kind of job is going to be replaced by AI. So those of you out there that are doing that, start thinking, okay, how can I do something different than that? Because the genie's out of the bottle. It's going to happen. So it's really important to jump in now and at least start getting practiced at it so you can understand how it's going to change everything.
I've seen the ads, and they're quite appealing when, you know, you're watching a football game or something like that, and they show you like a young couple that wants to plan a date or a meal, and you put that into ChatGPT and they kind of spit out, you know, what the meal or the recipe or something like that would be.
You bring up a great point, Mark. Here's what you need to do. When you get home and you're going to make dinner, download ChatGPT, the app. Use the app to take a picture of your refrigerator and ask it, what can I make? Tell me what I can make that's in this refrigerator. And it will come up with probably four or five different options.
Oh, that's my gosh. Crazy. Oh, wait, George, I have a question. You know, you're talking about when you call places and the AI can help you. But inevitably, there's something where you have to give background. Well, they charged me $5,000 on accident at the water company last year, and this happened and that happened. Is that going to be able to take all that? That's why I appreciate an actual person eventually on the other end.
Yes. So you bring up a very good point. If you sign up, and I know it's a little bit of money a month, you know, give up a couple of cups of Starbucks once a week and you'll be fine.
Can you talk to my wife about that, by the way?
Well, sign up, give up a couple of cups of coffee, you'll be able to sign up for the app, but use it and talk to it. And here's why I say that, Sue, because it will remember your conversations and relate future questions back to what your situation is in life. And it will keep, now you can always delete that. I know there's a lot of folks that are, I don't want to keep all my conversations so others can hear it or read it. That's fine. You can always delete them. But if you don't, you can go back and AI will create basically a full profile of you, and you'll have continuing conversations as you go on. And then what's neat is, and again, I'm nerding out here, but if you put that into your home automation, when you walk in your door and you ask it questions about dinner, turn the TV on, what's the weather like? It literally talks to you as if it's a butler in your house. And it's important to start doing this because you're going to relate this back. Yes, the fun stuff's fun. You need to relate it back, though, to your job, to your kids' future, because what they're studying right now may or may not exist.
Wow, really, this is where I'm. Yeah, my kids' futures are that's really what I'm worried about.
That's what's important.
Yeah, yeah. So look, in this USA Today article, I thought this was interesting. There was a survey by the Federal Reserve that found only 1% of service firms reported that they had let workers go due to AI in the last 6 months. That was down 10% from last year, but they anticipate layoffs in the next half year. And then they said this: if AI is widely adopted, an August Goldman Sachs report estimated 6 to 7% of U.S. workers could lose their jobs. Now, I only wanted to say that line so I could go 6-7. Sorry.
Oh my!
See what I did
there?
I'm
right there with you.
I'm hip like the kids, George. That's what I would say. Well, look, you're always kind of painting this positive portrait. It just scares the hell out of me, the implications, and I don't know where it's going to take us.
And I hate. Well, I don't want to be too negative to scare folks because we're not. Like I said, the job apocalypse is not coming yet. There is a big maybe in bold letters. I'm just trying to put the warning out in a nice way that, look, what if you're going into the legal world and right now you're a paralegal and you're not going to go become a lawyer, a trial lawyer, whatever that may be, you need to start looking around because AI is going to replace something like that very soon.
Right.
And that's just one example. It goes on and on and on. So I love it. It's fun to play with and everything, but the future of it can change everything. Now, again, hands-on jobs. If you're going to be a veterinarian, wonderful. Doctor, wonderful. HVAC, if you're going to be a construction, if you're going to do anything that requires hands-on or a personal touch face-to-face, you're going to be safe. You're going to be safe for quite a while. So that's the really important thing, is to make sure that you're not getting into a job that can be automated to the point where you're not needed. But here, there are some jobs that will be increased. For example, a customer service person who can handle 4 problems at a time can now handle 10 problems at a time because AI is handling all these other issues. So it's going to make a lot of people more efficient. Now, what that means is you're going to need less of those people in those positions, which is why Josh Hawley was saying one thing they're going to track with this new law is open positions but not being filled. So positions that were there but that aren't needed anymore because the same less number of people can do 10 times the work.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, the whole thing, I need to mess around with it a little bit more.
Yeah.
My wife uses it all. Do you use it at all, Sue?
I do every now and then to write a promo. Or just a little bit of an intro for History of the Lou.
Right, to polish up the language a little bit,
But that's it.
And one thing I would encourage, too, is Grok. Make sure you check out Grok. That is Elon Musk's version. It's G-R-O-K, Grok. And it is fascinating in what it can do. It's a little different than GPT, and it does some wild things. Like, you can tell it to create anything you want from the way of imagery and video and voice and just things that really can automate. If you're a business, instead of having to go out and spend thousands and thousands in video production, you can now do this through AI. So there's a lot of really neat things you can do, but just keep in mind, if you got kiddos out there, if you're in school, If you're currently in school, do research on what you're currently studying. If you're out there right now in a job that is primarily data entry, writing, reading documents and editing things like that, you need to start looking. You need to start reskilling yourself, as they're saying. Go out there and find something new, because in the next 5 years, those types of jobs will not exist. You're going to be look at Amazon. They laid off 14,000 people and replaced them with robots. So, right. But here, then again, somebody's got to fix the robots. Somebody's got to build new ones. Somebody's got to program the AI. Somebody's got to maintain all of that. So it's the skill is going to be there. It's a different type of skill that's going to be needed.
This is ignorance on my part, and I love X, formerly Twitter. Is Grok also an app that you download?
It is.
Okay.
It's a website and an app, okay. Both. It's just like ChatGPT. Once you get one account, you can use it on the web browser and or the app, and it uses it across platform.
I have used Grok. A friend of mine told me that she put in there how to ask her mother-in-law about something particular, and it gave her an entire conversation. Well, make sure you talk about this. Make sure you talk about this.
Yes.
But think about her. It's nuts.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, if you're going to give a presentation, let's say you hate giving speeches, but you got to give a presentation in your job. AI will literally walk you through how to do it and coach you. And I'm not talking about just in words. It will talk to you and say, okay, give me an example of your intro. And you start talking like you're talking to the audience, and it will say, wait a second. I would do this, and let's rephrase this to this, and make sure you're showing energy here. And so it's a coach. Think of it as like a personal trainer for everything you do in life.
Well, and I've coming off this summer, George, I don't know if you were dialed into this, where I had a major mental health crisis, but there's also people that are using AI, and my understanding is it's sometimes very effective with therapy.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes, use it for therapy. The amount of knowledge that's built in there is unbelievable. And it's not just spitting something back like the old Google searches. This is an interaction on a whole different level. I mean, and once you start to get used to it, it becomes the go-to for everything you do. Everything. I mean, not just finding a gas station when you're driving, but it says, you know, find me the most the best ways I should do this type of thing. For example, I'm changing out a thermostat. Instead of going to YouTube and watching a video, I'm going to have, literally, while I'm doing that this weekend, I'm going to have GPT walk me through the whole thing with pictures. Meaning, I'm going to tell it, and then I'm going to take video of me looking at the thermostat, and it will say, you see that red wire over there? Put that red wire here. Okay, well, now that you've done that, now take the white wire and put it here. Through the camera. It's through the camera. Yes, you don't have to even describe anything. Unbelievable. Yeah.
That is why you are our AI guru,
gosh.
George Rosenthal, Throttle Net. Amazing stuff. So good that it's likely to be repeated in a best of segment.
Yes.
That was awesome. Thank you, George. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great weekend.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, we went too long with George. I got to make this one fast. Hakeem Jeffries with Dana Bash on CNN. This was rather remarkable.
Donald Trump and Republicans shut the government down and refused to reopen it.
Mr. Leader, you guys are voting no on opening the government, not Republicans. I know you're asking for specific things, and it's much more complicated than that. We'll get to that in 1 second.
Hold on a second, Dana, because let's just be clear about that.
Okay.
Clearly understand who's responsible for shutting down the government.
Yeah,
we
do.
And Republicans shut down the government.
It's unbelievable that they keep her. And even CNN had to push back because they know the truth here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.